Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. Today, on today's show, I have Fred Moskowitz, who's an alternative investment expert. He's an experienced speaker, author, and educator. And today's topic, it's a really good one. We talk about note investing. Fred, how are you, sir?
Hello, William. Great to be here. Feeling fabulous.
Well, thank you so much
for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. So, Fred, early on, did you know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Was this something that you wanted to get into? Did it fall into your lap? Did you know you're going to be the next Warren Buffett of note investing?
Well, I'll tell you, I had an interesting journey for sure. The way I got started, I actually started out as a computer engineer. That's how I started out my career, which I loved it so much. Yeah. Worked at a lot of technology startups and different environments like that. And when I was getting started in my career, it was like the birth of the internet was happening right at that time. Yeah. And so it was a fantastic experience for me. I was working, as I said, at a lot of startup companies, and what happened was we had the dot-com boom, right? It was huge. But then after that, then we had the bursting of the dot-com bubble. We had the 9/11 terrorist attacks and all that turmoil. And through that, I realized that I was way too dependent on the income for my job, and I was taking on a huge risk because I lost my job after the bursting of the dot-com bubble. The company I worked for, they went under, they didn't make it. And so I saw that there was a huge risk because my only income was from my paycheck from my job. And so what I decided was I came to the realization, no matter how good of an engineer I was, how valuable of an employee I was, I could still lose my job at any time if things weren't going well. And so I set out to have other sources of income for myself so that I wouldn't be dependent on my job. And I got into real estate there and did well with that. But then a number of years later, I had the opportunity to start learning about note investing. Mm-hmm. And I really saw the benefits, the potential there, because I saw that was note investing was something you could really scale and leverage into something big. And so I really dived in deep with that, and I was about 12 years ago, a dozen years ago, started with note investing, had a small portfolio of notes. And what ended up happening over time, William, was that I started speaking more. I was getting invited to speak and present at industry conferences, and people were coming up to me saying, "Hey, Fred, I love what you're doing with this note investing. You seem to have a really good handle on it. And could I give you money to invest for me? Could I partner with you?" And so for the longest time, I said no to that. Wow. Because there's so much regulation with the SEC and the securities laws. I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. That's a whole nother world. But then after several years of this keep showing up for me, I said, you know what? I'm going to set up a note fund. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this the right way. We're going to do all the compliance work, all the SEC filings and everything. And so I hired a securities attorney, mm-hmm. and we did that work. It took about 6 months. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but we got it done. And after about 6 months, had the note fund up and running, my first fund. And it's been a great ride from there. Great journey. It's so inspiring, the investors I meet, the people that I meet, and the relationships I build. That building relationships is one of the most valuable and rewarding parts of my business.
Wow. You know, that's some journey. So were there any, was the support from family and friends there once you decided that you wanted to do note investing? You know, you have a great job that you love, but you hit it right on the head. One stream of income. where with notes, which we'll get into in a second or two, you know, you could have 10, 1500 notes or whatever. So you got multiple streams of income. Yeah, how was the support early on from family and friends?
Well, it was really good. Really good for sure. My family supported me. My mom was so scared when when I told her I wasn't going to take on another job anymore.
Yeah.
She was so scared for me. And I said, Mom, don't worry. It's fine. I was at a point where my investments were covering all of my living expenses, you know, and so that gives you a different level of confidence to do that. But yeah, absolutely. Support was there. But the main thing, I got myself around other investors that were successful, peers, even people that were on a whole nother level than I was. And surrounding yourself with other individuals is huge. That is huge because that impacts your mindset. It impacts your focus and what the ideas and concepts and the conversations that you're having. It's all about who you surround yourself with. No matter what you do, it's so important. And when you surround yourself with people that are ahead of you in your career, that just creates some amazing relationships for you. And my favorite part, William, is that after you have experience, then you can turn around and do that for someone else that's getting started. And I love that.
Yeah, and you could pass it forward.
Exactly.
I love the fact, and I'm a big Jim Rohn fan.
Yeah.
He always says, you know, you're the average of the five people you hang out with.
I love that.
Cool. And you, and yes, me too. And you saying that, Fred, just makes it, you know, that much of a difference because you experienced it where you started hanging out with like-minded people. People started coming to you and now you're passing it forward, which I love. So what was it about real estate that drew you in? Why not the stock market? Why not Bitcoin? Why not, you know, play Mega Millions?
Yeah. Well, I definitely had plenty of exposure to the stock market, right? Working as a computer engineer, I always had my 401k and I was contributing and participating in that.
Yeah.
And I was working in the dot-com boom. We saw the IPOs, the new startups that were launching, all of that. It was exciting. I invested in quite a few different things. Some did well, some tanked, right? But what I saw was that with stock investments, that's an appreciation play. They don't generate income for you. And so if you want to make money, you want to make something out of a stock investment, you have to sell your asset to get your money. But then what I saw with real estate, where if you have a rental property or a note, you're getting paid while you own it. Right. It doesn't matter if the value of the real estate or if the asset went up or down, you're still getting income from that. And so I really love this concept of investing in hard assets, whatever kind they may be, because they generate income for you while you own them. And it's so powerful. So that's really what got me excited, because I was seeking income. I was seeking, as I said, to have other sources of income. And so that was what was really appealing to me.
You know, and I keep on going back to this, Fred, because, you know, we tend, I know I did for a while, rely on one source of income, and anything can happen. If you lose your job or something happens, then where that money's coming from. So when did you start your business? When did you get into the note business? What was it? You know, because you could have done the regular investing in brick and mortar or whatever, but you know, you got into note investing, which I love this topic. When did you start the business?
I started in 2010, so about a dozen years ago.
So you got the good experience of over 10 years, 11 years, which is great.
Yeah, and I started during what was considered a downturn in the industry.
Yes, it was.
So that was very different times than we have today. But I, and prior to that, I had rental real estate. I still will invest in real estate deals, but not where I'm actively running them I'll be a passive investor in them. I love all kinds of assets like that. But that's really how I got started. It was back during the time right after the mortgage meltdown. Yeah. The price of assets was much lower than it is today. And that's how I got my start. And it's been a wonderful journey so far.
So early on, Fred, did you make any mistakes that you were able to overcome? You know, like you learning the business, mm-hmm. any bad investments?
I know I made my share, and obviously you learn. How about you that you were able to overcome that you say, okay, that's one mistake I won't make again?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that question because we all have those learning lessons. So here's something that happened to me early on when I first was starting out buying notes. I had some doubt, right? Can this work? Will this work? And so I bought some small value notes, mm-hmm. right? Loans that had a loan balance of $5,000 or $9,000, like really small notes. And that was fine, but I quickly realized, and the same thing can happen in real estate as well. I quickly realized that it's the same amount of work and expense to do a small deal than it is to do a much larger deal. But your profit is eaten up by all the expenses and your time. You can't not have a value on your time, right? In working on that deal.
Exactly.
And so instead of buying a note for $4,000, you know, with a $4,000 loan balance, well, it's going to be the same amount of work and expense to buy a note with a $40,000 loan balance as it is a $400,000 loan balance. And so scaling up was a lesson I learned quickly. And I said, you know, this was good. It was a good experience for me to learn on, but I'm not going to do that again. And so I started changing my buying criteria so that I wasn't pursuing notes with a small balance for that reason. And it's all about looking at your return on investment and everything. But if your expenses and time take up a larger portion of that, then that's going to eat into your profit. And the same goes for real estate, right? Buying lower priced properties or properties not in a good area where the cost less.
Yeah.
It's a lot more work. Properties are rougher than if you go a bit higher end, better area, better location, better asset. Now your profits are going to go up, and it's going to be less management intensive as well.
Do you recommend for new investors to start with low end notes? If my question made sense,
yeah,
if they're brand new. And before I go there, I'm sorry. If you could explain what a note is to my audience, because
yeah, let's
might not
talk
know.
About
yeah, let's
that.
Talk about that. Yeah, and then we could go on to the next question after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Let's start with that. So what is note investing? What is a note? A note and a mortgage, when we talk about buying a note, we're buying the note and the mortgage. So it's the debt we're investing, the promissory note, along with the mortgage or the deed of trust, which is the security, the collateralization for that note.
Mm-hmm.
So you're buying debt that has collateral attached to it. And so that's what note investing is all about, because there's a lot of people, they know about investing in real estate, right? Whether it's single family houses or commercial property,
yeah,
multifamily. But note investing is where we talk about investing in the paper, the notes and the mortgages that go along with those properties. And a lot of real estate investors, they don't pay any attention to this. It's a niche area. And for most investors, when they think of a note and mortgage, they think of being the borrower, right? They're going to take out a mortgage to buy the property. They never think about being the lender. But note investing is what allows you to buy the note. And when you do that, you get to step across the aisle and become the bank. And so you can now be the one receiving those monthly payments every month instead of the one making the monthly payments. That's what known investing is all about.
And you know, Fred, we're talking with Fred Moskowitz, known investing today's subject. Excuse me. Fred, in 20, I think it was, and I think you can relate to this, in 2007, when I started learning about real estate and, you know, and I was like all over the place. I wanted to do tax liens and fix and flip. And thanks to HGTV, I wanted to think, you know, it's going to be the next, you know, star flipper. Yeah. But in 2017, late 2016, a friend of mine sent me a webinar, you know, through YouTube. And it was about buying properties with cash and then becoming the bank.
Yes.
And when I did that, I was like, wait a minute, I don't have to do any repairs. I don't have to do any maintenance. Everything is forwarded to the tenant buyer / new owner.
The owner's responsible for that.
Yeah. And you know, when I got the concept that I could become a Chase or a Bank of America, it changed everything. It just changed it that I don't have to be a landlord. So can you talk about your first deal? How did you find it? How did you fund it? I know you went over it a little bit, but maybe if you could break it down a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So my first deal I found through a relationship I had through someone in my local RIA, Real Estate Investment Association. So I had the opportunity to look at notes and buy some. And so I did. And how did I fund it? Some of them I had cash, so I bought that. Notes are bought and sold fully as cash transactions.
Okay.
So you need capital for sure. Right. So I bought notes with cash, but I also said, you know, I have my self-directed IRA. This is a great asset to own in my IRA. And so I bought a few more notes using my IRA money and my Roth IRA, yeah, self-directed. And I love that. I said, oh, this is even better because of the tax treatment you get there. But that's how I did it. Note investing is really well suited to do with using self-directed retirement accounts because of that tax treatment.
So someone that's starting out, and you know, we'll talk about that too a little bit more.
Yeah.
Would you recommend them starting out with a smaller note just to get the feel for it, you know, getting or maybe partner up with someone? Because like you said, it's a cash, so to speak, business. Would you recommend someone starting with a small note and working their way up or partner with someone?
A couple things about that. I would recommend buying multiple notes.
Okay.
Right. Don't go too small. But also a great way to start is to invest in a note fund.
Oh.
Investing in a note fund allows your investment to get spread out and diversified among all the notes in the fund, which could be hundreds of notes or thousands of notes. It's right. If it's a large fund. And the benefit of that is that the fund managers and principals, they're the ones that have the expertise to manage the assets, to go out and find notes to buy, to do the due diligence and manage them. They have those relationships in place and they have buying power because they will go out and buy blocks of notes. There might be 20 or 50 notes at a shot that are purchased in one transaction. So you can negotiate better terms, better buying power that way. And so that's a great way for an investor to start by learning the note business, because you get to leverage that expertise, that experience, the relationships, and that's huge. I mean, that's really what can set you up for success. But if someone wanted to go out and just buy individual notes, I would say definitely see if you could buy 3 or 4 or 5 notes at once, so that you have an aggregate pool and you're a little bit diversified there, because It's the same way as an insurance company operates, right? An insurance company, they will insure a pool of insureds, right? Whether it's people or cars or houses, whatever it is. And they are counting on the fact that they're not going to pay out claims on everyone all at once. It just doesn't happen. And so they look at the statistics and their risk analysis and everything. And they always account for claims being paid. However, the overall population that they're insuring generates the income and carries the whole thing. And it works the same way as notes. And so, you know what? I always say this, insurance companies, they know what they're doing. They've been around for hundreds of years. So why not learn from the way they do business and apply that into note investing? And so that's the analogy that I always like to share.
That's amazing. I wouldn't even think about like learning from the insurance companies, but like thinking about it does make sense because they have a formula, they have a model, and like I said, they've been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. So one of the things, Fred, the I guess the toughest part if you are investing in a note, or a note fund, how do we analyze a note? What are we looking for in terms of numbers?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I talk a lot about this in my book that I wrote about note investing, how to analyze a note. There's really a number of different characteristics. You are, of course, going to look at the property because that's the collateral, right? So you look at the real estate market, the property value, what are the other liens on the property, and all of those things. You want to make sure that there's equity coverage backing your loan, right? The loan you're buying. In addition to that, you would look at the title work to make sure the note you're buying is in the position you think it is. If you're buying a second position note, well, you want to make sure on a title report that it is indeed in second position. Or if it's a senior loan, first position, that it is in first position. You want to make sure there's no delinquent taxes or delinquent homeowners association dues, anything like that. And then next, we go to the borrower. You look at the borrower and do a bit of underwriting the same way that a lender would qualify a borrower for the first time. You look at their credit report and their income information. You have access to see all that if you're buying a note, because the note seller will share that with you under a non-disclosure agreement, of course, respecting all the privacy laws and everything. But you do that so you can look at the borrower's history and the track record. What's the payment history on this note? Has there been no late payments for the past 3 years? Or over the past couple of years, is it like every other month there's a late payment, or they're skipping some payments here and there, and you have more of a less than pristine track record, right? Which is not necessarily a problem. You do want to know about that before you buy the note, but you can negotiate a lower price because that means you're taking on some more risk there. And so that all factors into that equation about what to look for. Other things to look at are the servicing history on the note, as well as who are you buying the note from? Are you buying from a reputable source? And if it's someone you don't know, then you may have to do some due diligence on that person and their company to make sure you're dealing with someone reputable. Because there's, let's face it, out there in the world, there's a lot of sharks out there, and there's not so many consumer protections in place for note investors. So it's on you to take that self responsibility, and you have to do a more careful due diligence there to make sure that you're dealing with someone reputable. But over time, as you gain experience, then you build those relationships, and you have the other investors and the other note funds that you may buy and sell with, that you have relationships there, and that helps a lot. So relationships is really a huge part of this business.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that, you know, joining your local RIA, and I, again, I'll put that in the show notes, because there's RIAs all over the country, meetup groups, the, you know, online, like Bigger Pockets, Facebook groups, because, again, it's like what Fred said, it's all about the relationships. In your opinion, is known investing a better alternative than buying physical property? You know, I mean, because you're going to be a landlord here, you're more on the passive side, so to speak. I mean, you still got to do your due diligence. But I mean, I think the answer could be a little bit of both. But I think I do like known investing a little bit better, you know. Hey, what do you think about that, even though you've done both?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And I love both.
Right.
They're both good. So with notes, you can really scale easily. Okay. It's very easy to scale into tens of notes, hundreds of notes, thousands of notes. You're limited by how much capital you have. That's the bottom line. But you get things set up. You have your systems in place. You get your notes set up with a licensed loan servicer. They allow you to scale really fast. And then the work that you have is really upfront in doing the due diligence. And so that's one thing I like. But real estate is still a powerful asset class.
Right.
And I like the idea of, you know, if you have real estate, if you like it, seek to get into some larger deals.
Right.
Larger deals, get into some commercial deals. Maybe you partner up with someone else that has the expertise to run a commercial property or a large multifamily property. Those are good too. And so I like doing both. I still will invest. I invest in real estate all the time. I love it. Although the types of deals I've been looking at has changed significantly. And I will invest in real estate in cases where I'm not actively involved in operating it.
Right.
Just because that works for me. And I focus on my note business. That's my primary focus. I operate a note fund and I have an obligation to my investors. That's where my attention and focus is taking priority. But to answer your question, both are excellent. They're different asset classes. And what I find is a lot of people that invest have a lot of real estate. They look to notes as a way to diversify and get into a little bit of a different asset class.
Right. You know, and it's funny because a couple of my friends, they started talking about a while ago about note investing, but I don't know whatever happened because I never brought it up, to be honest with you, because I've done both. And I kind of like the passive side a little bit more. Now, the key question is, where do we find these notes? You have a note fund, but let's say if it's, you know, maybe too high for someone that's starting out, where would you suggest they go? Do still go to the RIA and get to know someone there?
Yeah. There's a lot of events, meetings that happen, conferences, all good places to network with other note investors and meet people in person and build relationships. As I said earlier, it's one of the important things in this industry is having those key relationships.
Yeah, no, that's key. And so I like the fact that, you know, and there are plenty, like I said, Fred said earlier, and I repeated it, join a RIA, any type of meetup group. Talk about your book. How did you formulate it? What was the drive for you to do the book? And are we going to see more books from Fred Moskowitz soon?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for asking. My book is called The Little Green Book of Note Investing.
I like that.
And I wrote that as a way to give back and share my knowledge and expertise for anyone that's looking to learn about the industry, have a high level overview. That's exactly what I did. I talk about what is note investing, how the business works, how to do the due diligence and analyze a note. And we go through some good case studies and dig into the math, the numbers, right? You get your financial calculator out and get to work. But also talking about some more advanced concepts like partials. Note partial is where you can buy a part of a note instead of the whole note. In other words, let's say we have a 30-year note with 360 payments.
Right.
Well, you could buy a partial off of that, or sell a partial off of that, I should say, where you could sell just 10 years of payments
to
another investor. And so they'll buy that, they'll collect their 10 years of payments, and then in year 11, it goes back to the original note seller, and he can collect the remaining 20 years of payments. So it's a way to, for the note holder to raise some capital. Maybe they don't have to sell the whole note, and it allows for the buyer of the partial to get in at a smaller price point.
Right. No, exactly. That's what you want, at least at the beginning.
Yeah. So what's here's an example. Let's say you just started your Roth IRA.
Right.
You contributed, you know, you're putting in your $6,000 a year or so. That's the limit. So maybe let's say after 2 or 3 years, you built up $12,000 or $18,000 in there. It might not be enough to buy a whole note, but you can buy a partial.
Right.
And so that's how you get your IRA going, get that Roth IRA going with some higher returns, and then you keep going from there. But it's a great strategy. And so I talk about that in the book, because I think it's something that a lot of people don't know about. And so it's super powerful. So throughout the book, we share some amazing strategies. It's a great way for someone just starting out to really get a good broad level overview of the whole industry.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely put that in the show notes. So Fred, what's next for you and your company? What are you guys looking to do in the next 3 to 6 months? What's in Fred's crystal ball?
Yeah. So working on another book, which is, really something I'm passionate about in the company, growing the note fund, and we're going to continue to operate in this space and buying notes and continuing to grow the cash flow, because as you go, you get more experience, you get access and exposure to more deals. Yeah. As well. And along the way, just building lots of deep and powerful relationships. That's something I feel so strong about. And I really enjoy doing that. It's so rewarding to watch investors, especially investors that are just getting started out, to grow and progress in their own investment journey. And see that, and seeing that I had the opportunity to play a part in that. It's so rewarding.
You're passing it forward, which is an amazing thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Fred, I want to thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show, taking time out of your busy schedule. And just a couple more things before I let you go. What keeps you motivated? When Fred wakes up in the morning, what's that first, that inclination to, as they said, to get out of bed?
Yeah, absolutely. What keeps me motivated? It's the whole notion of making an impact in people's lives, in other investors, helping people, and adding value to others. I really love that. So many folks have done that for me along the way. And I'm more than happy to pass that along as well. And it's so rewarding to just see the results, of what the work I'm doing, and see the lives of investors that that have changed because they created a relationship with me, because they learned some concepts out of my book or out of other work that I've produced. And I love that. I really do. That's what really is more rewarding than anything else I do.
No, that's amazing. Again, just like you said, building a relationship, adding value. To me, that goes 1 and 1A. And if somebody want to get in contact with you, what's the best way?
Oh, thank you. Best way to get in contact with me is to visit my website, which is fredmoskowitz.com. But if you prefer, there's an easier spelling. You can go to giftfromfred.com and sign up. I'll send out a free special report about node investing. Happy to email that to you. And if you prefer to use your mobile device to connect with me, you can text message. Text the keyword money to the number 215-461-4433, and then just follow the prompts. I always love connecting with investors, and look forward to speaking with you on a one-on-one basis.
Well, it's that's great. So we got fredmoskowitz.com, giftfromfred.com, and text money to 215-461-4433.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, again, Fred, first of all, thank you so much for being on P2P Real Estate Show. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Well, everyone, that was Fred Moskowitz, and you can find them at fredmoskowitz.com. That's fredmoskowitz.com. Fred, thank you so much for being on P2P Real Estate Show. Really appreciate it. You can find me at peertopeerrealestate.com. That's peer, the number two, peerrealestate.com. Check out our past shows. Check out our blog. Also, we have a resource page. Check that out. Also, when you get a chance, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe. Leave a review. Tell us how we can make this show better. And before I go, guys, just a couple more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it. Guard it. Protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. On behalf of Peer to Peer Real Estate Show, I'm William Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and please stay safe. Bye.